time for the emergency break of the week.
Jimmy, did you have a boyhood hero in sports?
Hammer and Henry Aaron.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's black.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, gee,
I thought that was a drop.
And boom goes the dynamite.
If it were baseball, it would be Buntosaurus Rex.
Right, but if it's sexual, it's...
All right, okay, we get
it. Hey, guys.
Move on.
Can we do some football, please?
What?
This ought to be fun.
Can we do some football, please?
In just a minute, you can do some football. You'll do football when we're done.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Well, good morning. 7:59 here on The Ticket. Shake Joint in for the Musers. We're still doing the e-break. Coming up in 1 hour, we'll talk Stars hockey and a big win over Nashville last night with Daryl Razor Ray. We'll talk Cowboys and Giants. Coming up at 8:15, a meaningless game in Week 17 for Dallas. But right now, it's e-break time. And do you recall listening to that last bit we heard live when Mike Reiner was yelling down line to noted high school play-by-play man Chuck Kelly? Telling him, you'll do football when we're done. That was like circa 02, 03.
Like a guy's night out or something?
Yeah, and
it was incredible.
I think that's back when Chuck was buying time here on the station to have South Lake Carroll Dragons football. And I was running the board for him back then, and Ryan's was having none of it. God.
Boy, I don't even know if that's the lead there. I think the Jimmy Christopher, Hank Aaron thing might have been...
Well, Norm saying... He's black, and then his whole crew just turning the knife on him.
I mean,
that's in the Norm Show playbook.
I think if your sports hero or your hero when you're a kid is going to be a sports figure, they're probably not going to be white. I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe
weird.
We should move on.
Well, speaking of Norm, this has been a weird week because we had, I guess, an abbreviated day of broadcasting on Christmas Eve. Christmas was just replays.
Me and Mikey were clean as a whistle.
Yeah, you know.
No e-breaks.
No e-breaks. I don't think we've had any here, at least I don't think. Christmas Day, then the Normathon Wednesday, so it's a very Norm-heavy week.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have gone all three Norm, but then what's the fun in that? I mean, maybe, you know, Norm's got to earn career victory number 103, I think, if he can win this week. But we start with the Texas Radio Hall of Famer. And this actually wasn't on the Normathon Wednesday. I believe this was, this was Monday? Okay, Norm was having, I guess, already feeling a little punchy before Normathon. Oh, this was during Normathon? Okay, thank you, Josh. You could actually turn your mic on and say that, too, instead of mouthing at me. But go ahead and play the audio.
And the fourth door prize is from a new contributor. It's Trinity Leather and Accessories. You know, everybody likes to geek out their drive. Okay.
What'd you just say?
They geek out their drive.
Geek out?
Yeah, it's Norm phrase.
The drive.
Anyway, you know
that
about
your car?
Huh?
What's your drive?
Your car.
Oh, okay. Your ride.
Geek
okay.
out
All right. your drive. All right.
Okay. Trinity Leather installs those drop-down screens.
That's incredible.
It really is. And I think the most underrated part of that is Norm saying, oh, it's Norm phrase.
I think I'm going to start using it.
Geek out your drive?
Geek out your drive. I mean, he's looking for Pimp My Ride.
Right, right.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have been
or soup up his ride.
Would you have been more likely to watch MTV's Pimp My Ride if it was called Geek Out My Drive, with hosted by Norm Hitzkiss instead of Exhibit?
If it was Norm,
we have a reboot.
Yes, I would actually watch Norm on MTV do anything, but yes. Can we hear that one more time?
Geek My Drive.
And the fourth door prize is from a new contributor. It's Trinity Leather and Accessories. You know, everybody likes to geek out their drive. Okay.
What'd you just say?
They geek out their drive.
Geek out?
Yeah, it's Norm phrase.
The drive.
Anyway, you know that
about your car?
Huh?
What's your drive?
Your car.
Oh, okay. Your ride.
Geek
okay. out
All
right.
your drive.
All right.
Okay. Trinity Leather installs those drop-down screens.
All right, two things. I'm confident that those words have never been used in that order in human history.
Geek out your drive?
Yes.
Yeah.
And two, I was not positive at first that he wasn't actually talking about somehow tricking up your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Like with lights or but, like make it a runway or something.
I love how he quickly tries to make it right, saying, oh. Norm phrase.
Norm phrase.
I love it, though. That's a good escape route. Like, oh, it's just a Norm phrase.
That's what I say.
That's a Norm phrase is now a great drop for the future.
Norm phrase.
Genius.
Oh, it can't all be Norm. Let's put a pin in Norm just for a second. We'll
none
get
of us
back
could
to
pull
him.
That off, though. Oh, it's a Jake phrase. Oh, yeah, oh it's a Sean phrase.
No, no, nope. No. It's a Norm phrase. We'll get back to Norm in just a second. He has another entry. But first, we have to go to the weekend, which typically doesn't get a ton of love during e-break time. But this is from Cirque du Soleil, as Cash was having just a verbal issue.
You think the first glitters were done by hand? And you think that person's insane? Just smaller. Now less. Half of that. Half that. Imagine it was in England.
You know, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because I think maybe they've perfected glitter / confetti in England. Because I think the two best examples of glitty confetti... glitter confetti.
What? Did you just have an aneurysm?
Are you okay?
I was turning into a hybrid of
glitty confetti,
glitter, and confetti.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
You should see his face. He's like trying to get it right.
That's funny.
Glitty Fetty.
Glitty Fetty.
Well, you got to be real careful there,
you
too.
You have to.
He was dancing around a ring of fire.
And by the way, we will take voting at 888-787-1310. And this e-break brought to you by Classic BMW. So we had a Norm entry, which was pretty good. A weekend entry from Cash Soroy. And let's go back to Norm. This happened before Normathon. So this one actually happened on Monday. And this was something else.
I don't even remember the quarterback being called for an illegal black. This was a black on a black. Anyway, illegal block on a, in the back. On a, and I'm going to get out of this. Okay. It's a penalty against Winston.
Oh, my God.
No.
I'm going to get out of this.
That's almost music. So he's trying to say that there was a Jameis Winston was called for an illegal block.
Block, yes.
But since Jameis Winston is, as I would call them, an African American, not a black.
Yeah. He's black.
A black.
That he was, one more time.
I'm going to have this.
The whole thing. I need to hear the whole thing again.
I don't even remember the quarterback being called for an illegal black. This was a black on a black. Anyway, a illegal block on a, in the back. On a, and, I'm going to get out of this. Okay. It's a penalty against Winston.
It's from a different time.
And keep in mind, this is when Donovan was still out on his vacation.
Oh, my God. I guess it was a black on a black.
I guess Norm just
black,
felt...
Black, black,
black,
black,
black. I'm going to get out of this one by saying that's a Norm phrase.
That's a Norm phrase. All right, 888-787-1310 is the phone number.
That
so we have
gold.
Two entries from Norm, the Geek Drive.
You're somehow going to distinguish which one of those you want to vote for.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about how you're going to do that.
And then we also have Cash trying to say the word glitter. And Norm with a black. Again, 888-787-1310. Maybe try to be responsible. Good morning, P1. You're voting first here on the e-break.
Hey, Earl and the boys. How y'all doing?
Well.
Hey, Jake, you beating Red Dead Redemption 2, and give me number 3.
Yeah, I'm on to the multiplayer mode.
There you go.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know
boy.
If that exists yet or not, but...
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Sounds good.
Good morning. Okay, we've already had to use the drop dumb button
fast.
Once.
You know, I think we might have been able to let that rock, but I'm not going to... test it.
Yeah.
But that was a confetti vote.
Yes. Okay, so hi, good morning. Please don't
good
say
morning.
Anything we have to dump.
Or whatever.
I was gonna just order a pizza.
You still have an opportunity to vote if you'd like.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Pepperoni and junior shaped legs.
I'd eat that right
Merry
up.
Merry Christmas.
You too,
Merry
man.
Christmas. 888-787-1310. Good morning. You're on the ticket.
We're all black friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is a That is a Norm vote. So two votes for Norm Black, one for Cash Glitter, Norm Geek Drive. Still waiting to get on the board. Maybe line five will put that one on the board. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, am I on with a shake joint?
Indeed.
All right. I would like to vote for Cash Money for Roy.
Okay. Cash with the second vote. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's Egg Farts, and Doyle King is my leader.
Okay. It's an undervote there, but a strong one.
Yeah.
Doyle King. All right, coming up next, we have another call.
Yeah, what was that?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Jamie? Yeah.
I'd like to shout out to Lanny Cakes and give me white people. Thank you.
Okay, have thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, big win last night.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
First off, what I hear this morning are two radio broadcasters killing it.
Thank you.
And I would like to vote for the lovable racist Norm.
The lovable racist. Hi, good morning. You're voting for the e-break.
Oh, it's the 50th hour of the Normathon, and for the love of God, help me rid the streets of this dirty homeless, P1.
He didn't vote, but still a pretty good call. He's just pleading.
Rid the streets. Hi, good morning, caller. You're on the ticket.
Hey, what did Donovan do to get in trouble to have to be with Norm and take care of Norm? It's kind of like an assisted living situation.
Okay, we're going to call that a vote.
Yeah, that's a Norm number three vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's one away from another victory. Cash has two, and Geek Drive still not on the board. Hello, good morning, caller. And
good morning.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Oh, hi, muser.
Kind of. Hello.
Give me number three, boys.
There it is.
There it is. The guy knows what's up.
Norm.
Second time I got in, baby.
Oh, crap.
He clinched it.
All right, well, Norm deserving of this win. For the emergency break of the week, the last e-break of 2018. It's been a big year for Norm, and here's the winner.
I don't even remember the quarterback being called for an illegal block. This was a black on a block. Anyway, illegal block on a, in the back. On a, I'm not out of this. Okay. It's a penalty against Winston.
I'm
going to get out of this. It's a Norm
print.
That is 103 wins for Norman. I only like the first half of American History X.
It's weird. All right, it's 8-11 here on the Shake Joint. There's the e-break. Norm caps off a fantastic 2018 on that front.